This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. I got my buddy, Mr. T, on the line with me right now. By the way, please do take at least a trial subscription to the National Investor. It's one of the best ones out there. And I have no reservation whatsoever in saying that. Tell them Al sent you, then I'll get all the money. Right, Chris?
Right.
Or something like that. Chris, the subject du jour right now, it really is the upcoming election here that is very, very much in the near future. There's a lot of guessing as to are the Republicans going to get control of the House and the Senate, or are they not? My personal opinion is I think it really depends on how effective the Republicans are, because the Democrats, in my opinion, Mr. T, so far have done nothing at all aside from shoot themselves in the foot. I mean, a headline, we're recording this on Thursday, you guys out there, a headline that I think is really interesting is Hillary Clinton was quoted as saying that her husband was not anywhere at all associated with the Plus Me Too movement. I mean, how the hell can a woman with some intelligence, some semblance of sanity, say something like that? Any comments on that one first?
I didn't even see much about that. I spend little time worrying about the Clintons, frankly. We're fortunate that Mrs. Clinton did not succeed her husband in that office. That's about all I'll say on the subject.
Well, you know, I guess, I mean, I would agree with you, and I think obviously most of the country would agree with you in the fact that Donald Trump was elected. President Trump is the president of the United States right now. They are doing, they being the progressives, are doing every single thing that they possibly can to prevent this result to happen again here very, very shortly in November, actually. I think they are totally shooting themselves in the foot. I think the implications of the Democrats winning the House and the Senate are very, very interesting from an economic standpoint, from an investing standpoint. We'll see what happens. But I think probably the Republicans can rest pretty easy right now, because you can only shoot yourself in the foot so many times. You can only slander, and it is slander because none of the allegations that Dianne Feinstein very carefully came out with were ever proven. And consequently, now all we have is allegations. But they went above and beyond the call of duty, in my opinion, with the situation with Kavanaugh. Your turn, Mr. T. What do you think?
Well, frankly, that whole fiasco with Kavanaugh, Al, is the reason why any potential surprise in the midterms is likely to favor the Republicans. Yeah. Until that happened, you didn't have as much reason for the typical movement Republican to go out and vote as you did for the Democrats. It's the reason why usually the greater energy is reserved for the party out of power, out of the White House in the midterm. I think when Obama was president in 2010, his first midterm, they lost 60-some seats, I think it was, in the House. The Senate went Republican. This time around could be interesting because the book has most consistently been that the Senate will stay in Republican hands and that the House probably will end up being going to the Democrats. I think you only need 22 or 23 seats, something of that nature. But, the question now is, are the pollsters putting their thumbs on the scale like they did before the presidential election, when every pollster and his dog and the fleas on a dog told you that Mrs. Clinton was going to win? Is there going to be a surprise as far as that's concerned? Is there going to be greater voter turnout? We'll see. It's going to have implications for the markets. I don't know so much about the economy, but near term, there will be market implications about that. Everybody's prepared for the Senate to stay Republican and for the House to flip to the Democrats. The big moves in the markets will be if we get something different than that.
Well, the question is, you know, I was talking to Ryan Cole, who you know, and I was also talking with Jeff Pontius, and that, by the way, that conversation will consist of the final segment in KER Politics. Both Jeff and Ryan feel very strongly that the implications from an investment standpoint, Christopher, are probably going to be positive for precious metals, i.e. because of the uncertainty that the Democrats would cause. But I don't think it's going to be an issue, but certainly time will tell. I think if they do control the House and the Senate yet again, that's going to be a real proclamation on the part of the American people, particularly this time, because you don't really have the theatrics this time, Chris, that you had in 2016. Those theatrics were absolutely amazing.
Well, they were. And what's, you know, first of all, as far as gold is concerned, the Republicans and Democrats are going to have less to say about it than if the Fed continues as they promised this week and really previously to continue raising interest rates. That's going to impact gold more than the outcome of the election. Unless the outcome of the election is so disastrous from the market standpoint that the market crashes and gold will go up irrespective of what the Fed's going to do if the stock market gets hit. You know, that to me is somewhat of a separate story. You know, there's a school of thought that if the Republicans keep the Senate, Al, that will be enough of a wake-up call to some of the people within the Democrat Party that they're going to get a little bit more antsy about getting rid of what has just been their disastrous leadership. The Pelosi's, the Schumer's of this world are not doing rank-and-file Democrats any favors. You know, I talked about this whole thing with Saudi Arabia, the murder of Khashoggi, a lot of other nasty stuff going on in the world. This country underwriting Saudi Arabia's continuing genocide in Yemen. And, you know, look, whether he started it or not, Donald Trump, a Republican, is in charge of the administration, and he's commander in chief. What did the Democrats give us as the so-called opposition party about Yemen? They talk about what Judge Kavanaugh did when he was 17 years old, or allegedly did. So there's a lot of ways in which the Democrat Party leadership has failed its own people, let alone the country. And what I hope comes out of this whole thing, aside really from what the market implications will be, is if there's a real house cleaning, and we have a real opposition party in the Democrats, which we should, in my opinion.
Well, I have to tell you, Christopher, I really agree with you. I think that I will be vindicated among all of my friends who did not support Trump if, in fact, the Republicans do win the November election here. I have to tell you, I was looking for a major change in the country, and the Democrats have certainly given me that major change. There's no question about that. You know, I put up an editorial yesterday, a very good editorial. Didn't get a lot of comments on it. I think a lot of our readers have forgotten how to read. But they basically said, they stressed the fact that in terms of the election coming up, that we're really talking about philosophy here. We're talking about the progressive philosophy, which has done the United States, in my opinion, absolutely no good, and continues to do the United States absolutely no good. You know, what were some of the comments coming out from the progressives? You know, you got to hound the Republicans, get them where they sleep, get them in restaurants, get them in public places, and just scream at them. Be as rude as you possibly can, because that way the public will be aware of just how bad these folks really are. Chris, I got to tell you, I don't really think that. I think the American people are still basically good. And I really don't believe that get them where they sleep or what have you, get them in public places. I think that is an absolutely incorrect tact to take. Chris, got to take a real short commercial break here. We're going to continue on with the subject right after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be right back with Mr. T. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
The last train of thought that we discussed here in the last segment was, is the progressive philosophy going to work? Is rudeness unparalleled rudeness which they have engaged in over the past month or so, is it going to prove to be effective for their cause? I don't think so, because I think, quite frankly, that the majority of American people are basically good at heart. Any comments?
This, the old saying, it's the economy, stupid. And I think that that is something that has tilted, certainly in the Republican Party's favor. I think it's where the Democrats are really asleep at the switch if they want to be a legitimate opposition party, because they're giving us all these hysterical sideshows and trying to get everybody else infected with their Trump derangement syndrome, rather than talking about the train wreck that is coming in this country, because Donald Trump, more than Ronald Reagan, more than George W. Bush, thinks we should borrow our way to prosperity. It's not going to end well.
No.
And these people need to be out in front of that. It's probably not going to help them this time around as much, but they need to be out in front of that and get back to talking about economic bread and butter issues that affect the average American. The JOLTS survey that was out in recent days showed for the first time in history 7 million plus job openings.
Yep.
Unemployment rate is at a 50-year low. Every economic statistic that you see is at or near record highs. And yet, even though things are marginally better for the average American, you still, it's all you can do to get up to a 3% annualized wage gain. Now, this week we saw, and in fact this morning, as we're recording this Thursday, as you already pointed out, Alan Greenspan returned once again to the scene of the crime. He was on CNBC talking about his view, and I share this for somewhat different reasons, that we are entering a period of stagflation, and that things are going to start to get a little bit ugly in this country with rising costs, even though the rate, the wages won't go up as fast. And he reminded us, and I'd forgotten this specific statistic, that Richard Nixon imposed wage and price controls when the inflation rate got up just a little bit over 4%. And we may reach that in the next year or two if certain things come together. So I think that for the time being, the Republicans have got the upper hand on economic issues, but that a lot of the things that are still nagging structural problems, and the short end of the stick going to the middle class, even though it's a bit less short now than it was 2 years ago, these are things, you know, the Democrat Party's going to regret not pushing these things this time around.
You know, I think you're right. And I think this adds fuel to the fire of both Jeff Pontius and probably Ryan Cole, and actually to myself. I think it really does. I think that the market, the conventional market, may flip back to reality if the Republicans control the House and the Senate. And if they do, that's going to obviously have implications towards other investment areas. And, you know, we're known for our feelings about gold and silver, precious metals, hard assets on this particular program. And I think that that will probably be very good if the Democrats lose, which I think you and I both, well, I don't know that you agree with me. I think they will. And I think if that's the case, it's going to be really, really good for hard assets. Just my opinion, Mr. T. Let's go on here and let's talk about the concept that the progressives use. You know, it's funny, but most of my progressive friends, Chris, are people who are quite frankly, they're very, very bright. They are idealists, and they don't think, in my opinion, really in the long term, but they're pretty bright. They're hard to argue with for that reason. But I got to tell you, I'm amazed that the progressives are taking the action that they are currently taking, because I think it's going to kill them, at least in the short term, in the political spectrum. Any comments?
Well, again, we've talked about this before. We have to have a couple of shows one of these days to properly define some of these terms. I do not equate the term progressive with the term Democrat. Chuck Schumer is not a progressive. The Hildebeest is not a progressive. The Democrat Party leadership beyond them are not progressives. They are one part. Their corporate party B, which happens to be out of power right now, at least in the White House and in the Congress, because corporate party A is running the show. So it was not progressives necessarily that organized all of these antics that we've seen recently, although many of them are herded into participating. It's the Democrat Party leadership that has led this. And that, to me, is a critically important distinction. For people who are truly progressive politically, and I follow and am friends with many of them, they did not like what went on with Kavanaugh, but for completely different reasons. And it's reasons I shared with you that Judge Kavanaugh, I mean, look, the Democrats were betrayed. Progressives were betrayed by the way the Democrats, so-called opposition, the best they can come up with to fight Kavanaugh was what he allegedly did at 17 years old. The Republicans sold us a bill of goods, including and up to the president, because Brett Kavanaugh is not Neil Gorsuch. He's hardly an Antonin Scalia. He sure as hell isn't some kind of a constitutionalist and a libertarian. The guy is as swampy a judge as could possibly have been appointed to that position, which is why he got it. And a lot of people believe that was the deal with Anthony Kennedy all along, as I'll retire if you put in this guy, because he's a company man.
I want you to elaborate on that for me, if you would, Chris. Why is he a company man?
Because you can hardly find a judge in his position who was on anybody's short list for the Supreme Court who has so consistently supported the gutting of the Fourth Amendment, the enabling and then strengthening of the Patriot Act, never meting a corporate right that he didn't like, all the while leading the way on the courts he has been on, to using technology as an excuse to be even more intrusive into the lives of Americans. And here again, what does a Democrat Party opposition give us? A phantom idea that this guy would ever overturn Roe versus Wade, which is laughable that he would do that, because this guy is a clone of John Roberts. He's a big C, big government, big police state, corporate backing conservative. He is not a small C conservative. He is not, by any stretch, a libertarian. So here again, I mean, we're getting farther afield from what we started talking about, but we need to understand that a progressive is not necessarily a Democrat. A Democrat is not necessarily a progressive, just like a Republican is not necessarily conservative. And, you know, the Republican rank and file, especially Christian conservatives and people who really believe in limited government, they just got hosed as bad as the Democrat Party followers did on Kavanaugh. They got sold a bill of goods. They slipped a Mickey onto the Supreme Court, and nobody cares because the antics, choreographed as they were, of the Democrat Party put everybody in a position where, look, I like Kavanaugh because the Democrats hate him so much.
Point. Chris, got to take a break here for a quick commercial. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back. Okay, back in 30 seconds with Valentin Schmidt. He hasn't been on the show, at least in KER Politics, for quite some time now. Valentin, as I think most of you regular listeners will be aware, will remember that Valentin is the business editor of the Epoch Times. I wanted to get his opinion on the trade situations that are occurring right now between the U.S. and Canada, and also between the U.S. and Mexico. But he wrote an excellent article on the situation the trade situation between the United States and Canada. So we're going to focus on that. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back and tuning on with KER Politics. We're going to take a look at another situation right now that is obviously very politically driven, and that is the trade relationship between the U.S. and China. Now, we have had, as you know, Michael Stumel on the line. Michael is the CEO of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. He has his views on what's going on with Canada. They're very positive. We're now going to ask the business editor of the Epoch Times, a great newspaper, I might add. I personally subscribe to the print edition of it, and I thoroughly enjoy it. The business editor is Valentin Smith. Valentin's a really good guy. He's been on the show numerous times, many times recently with Corey, and in the past very frequently with me. Valentin, what's your opinion about the situation between the U.S. and Canada on the trade issues?
Okay, U.S.-Canada trade. Hi, Al, thank you very much for having me on, and also for the praise. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. So, U.S.-Canada trade. So, as opposed, this is a really fascinating topic because it touches on so many almost religious-like beliefs of different groups that it's worth considering taking a step back and looking at, what would be desirable. And what is desirable? from a productive point of view, free trade is desirable. Of course, because it means that I don't have to do something, somebody else can do it, and I can buy the products or services from that person. And the more people participate and the fewer inhibitions there are to free trade, the better, the more prosperous humanity becomes. And this is true for individual countries, this is true for communities, for states, for provinces, and it's true for the whole world. In my ideal world, we would have unlimited free trade. Now, this is the interesting point, the first point, where first of all, none of what is being sold in the mainstream media is free trade, neither by the left or by the right or by the Trumpists or the anti-Trumpists. None of it is actual free trade. All of it is managed trade. And then where it becomes interesting is that the people in favor of managed trade, which is the globalists and the leftists, and, you know, the SJWs, they hate free trade within a country. And what do I mean by saying that? Free trade means I want to do a transaction with you, Al. Oh, I cannot because there's a regulation that prohibits me from doing it. Or we do a transaction, you have to pay tax on it if I sell you something, or I have to pay tax on it if you sell me something. These are blocks to trade, not different from tariffs if you're selling stuff from Canada to the United States or vice versa. So this is the first interesting topic. The free traders internationally hate free trade domestically, and you are going to be hard-pressed to find one who would espouse a consistent view on that. Now, again, my ideal world is free trade. We don't have that. We have managed trade. So if I am forced to accept the notion of managed trade for the moment, where two governments basically decide not only domestically but also internationally, you can sell so much dairy into Canada, or you can sell so many cars from exporting from the from Mexico to the United States, then I would say, principally speaking, that dealing with Canada and Mexico, you are dealing with governments who are interested, obviously they're interested in protecting their own, not people, they're protecting their own special interest group in Canada. The dairy group is a special interest group which has been protected against competition. But generally speaking, they are win-win oriented, mutually beneficial. Their policy is not to destroy the physical manufacturing base of the United States. That's not their objective. They want to protect their special interest groups, and that's generally what governments do. Now, branching off topic a little bit, talking about China, and again, within the paradigm of managed trade, this is not the case. China is a hostile partner. You can't even call it partner. It's basically an enemy that is engaged in economic warfare against the United States. So you have to treat China differently from how you treat Mexico and Canada if, as a United States government, you are interested in managing trade. I would propose, again, a different alternative to this. Save yourself the trouble and scrape all barriers to domestic trade, and the Trump administration is going into that direction, but of course, you know, far from following through completely, zero tax and almost no regulation. I would say no regulation, but let's say almost no regulation. And then you wouldn't have to worry about any government in Canada or Mexico or China trying to eat your cake, because you'd be so much better than them and you wouldn't have to worry about this. But we have this paradigm of managed trade where previous politicians, and I'm going to name names, especially the Clintons, but also the Bushes and the Obamas, they sold out the American productive base to China in various different ways. And Trump and his friends, including Peter Navarro, who I have spoken to, his trade advisor, they don't want to continue doing that. They want to protect the special interest groups in the United States, the producers in the United States. So they're putting on harsh terms or threatening harsher terms on China. They follow through with a little bit. But more or less, they're trying to be more conciliatory with Mexico and Canada. And I think that is, in general, the right approach. Now, what have they actually done to United States and Canada and Mexico trade? They scrapped NAFTA, and they have now this new deal which basically doesn't really change much, except for, and this is sort of, but it explains the bizarre nature of managed trade, because as far as I understand it, the new agreement keeps the steel tariffs, so it's hurting auto manufacturers because they can't procure steel as easily and as cheaply. But at the same time, it tries to help the auto manufacturers by limiting the amount of cars that can be imported, made by cheap Mexican labor, or, you know, shipped to Canada and then imported to the United States. So this is sort of the bizarre nature of the managed trade that we have. And to be honest, to make a long story short, I don't think the new agreement really makes, on the grand scheme of things, makes a big difference. So you have a sort of split policy on cars, then now you can export a little bit more dairy into Canada. Is that going to make or break the economy? No, it's not going to. And China, the worst is yet to come in terms of an escalation of the conflict.
So what you're saying, Valentin, we're almost out of time here. We got about a minute left. But what you're saying is, as is everything else that deals with political issues, and this is certainly a political issue, as William Shakespeare said, the situation with Canada, and I would have to say probably the situation with Mexico, is really much ado about nothing. Valentin, I'm going to give you the final word. We've got 1 minute.
Yeah, no, that's it. I mean, look at the specs of the deal. You got, you know, first of all, you have a cap, so the first 2 million cars are still okay, and then a percentage of that can't be manufactured by people making less than $16 an hour, you know, and this is where it becomes really bizarre. It also becomes an enforcement issue. How are you going to enforce all of that? I don't know the percent, but it was about, so now the U.S. is going to get free access to 3.5% or 4% of Canada's dairy market. Maybe for one or two companies it's going to make a difference, but it's not going to make or break the economy. And, the same goes for the cars coming from Mexico. The thing that's still an issue are the steel tariffs, and they are not included in the agreement.
Much ado about nothing. That's according to Valentin Schmidt, and I have to say I've known this guy for a long time, introduced by Laura Stein. I agree with him 100%. Stick around after the commercial break. We're going to be right back.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Alrighty, here to wrap up KER Politics. Got my friend Jeff Pontius on the line with me right now. Jeff is the founder, CEO, president of Corvus Gold, a company that I happen to own shares in, have owned shares in for an awful long time. We're not going to talk about Corvus Gold, though, exclusively. Although it is a very interesting company, we're going to be talking about Jeff's views on the future of the price of gold. You know, I have been following gold, Jeffrey, as you know, for over 40 years, and I've done okay. I've done okay in the mining companies that I've invested in. This is not a solicitation, by the way, to buy or sell shares. But I want to say that my philosophy has always centered around the word, the U word, uncertainty. Whenever you have uncertainty in an economy, whenever you have uncertainty in a country, particularly as powerful as the United States, you're going to obviously get uncertainty in the investment community. Now, what I find interesting right now, we've talked about your colleague Ryan Cole about this quite a bit. Ryan feels that if the conventional market decreases in value, that gold is going to do just exactly the opposite. And I have to say, I would agree with that. Now, what's going to make the conventional market basically plummet? I hate to use a dramatic term there, but I'll tell you what I think it is, Jeff. I think it's purely and simply uncertainty, and I think the Democrats are going to probably get to do everything that they can to see that that happens. Boy, they are pulling out all of the stops for the election that's coming up here in November. Going to be a very interesting time. I agree with Mr. Cole when he said that if the conventional market, in fact, goes down, the gold market is going to do just exactly the opposite. And I would agree with that. I mean, you talk about uncertainty. Look at this poor guy Khashoggi, what happened to him. That really shows what the Saudi Arabians are like, in my opinion. You know, the Saudi Arabians could be the straw that broke the camel's back, and I hate to use that analogy there, but the fact of the matter is they are pretty crazy people, and they can turn on a dime on anybody they want to. You got any thoughts on that?
Well, thanks, Al. And, you know, I think Ryan was completely right about the gold market, and we saw that just this last week in when the market has sold down and gold has popped by about 5 or 6% up in a downturn market. So I think that's spot on, and you know, that's why we like the gold market. And that's why Corvus Gold, who's had a lot of success here in Nevada on our gold project, is really one of the more favored stocks out there to be bought these days. But it's when we look at uncertainty, you know, I look well beyond the U.S. Really, the gold market is a global market. When it moves because of buying in Switzerland or in Hong Kong or Vietnam or places like Finland or Russia. And so it's as we, as you said, we're seeing much more uncertainty in the global market, and it involves trade deals that aren't getting done or at risk at this point. It involves uncertainty with financial systems in the EU, and certainly events like the supposed murder that took place in Turkey there at the Saudi embassy is another very unsettling situation, because the Saudi market, the Middle East market in general, is huge, and as that market becomes uneasy, we look at impacts in both gold and in oil as those prices go up, as those individuals seek safe haven in a time of great uncertainty. So I think you know, certainly this is a time when gold is going to shine and going forward, and it's going to be driven by the global events that we see, and it has a lot more to do than just what Donald Trump is doing. It has a lot to do with what's happening in Europe and Asia, and places even like the Middle East and Russia.
The comments that I would have to make is, I thought originally that Donald Trump, who I supported, by the way, both emotionally and also to an extent financially, I supported the guy because I think the guy, quite frankly, is just what this country needs. But I know there are a lot of people who disagree with me, you know, and that's fine. Good for them. It just, we'll have to wait and see what happens here. But I will say that I thought he was, I think he is a total loose cannon. I think he is, for lack of better terms, as Chris Temple says, totally unhousebroken. There's no question about that. But I have to say that it would appear that he's doing some pretty good things for our country. And I know that many of our Canadian listeners don't really agree with me. But, you know, we did a special with Valentin Schmidt, the business editor of the Epoch Times, for this radio, for this particular show. We talked about how the trade deal with Canada came down, the one that Trudeau said, we're not going to let Trump push us around. Well, I don't think Trump is trying to push anybody around. I think that Donald Trump is doing what he thinks is the best for everybody. Final word on politics, Jeff. Would you agree with me or disagree on that one?
Well, I think I totally agree in the fact that Donald Trump is not housebroken and that he adds a lot more risk into the global environment than he takes away. So I think that's basically my thoughts on that.
Jeff, you guys came out with a press release on Wednesday, October 17th. Assay results at the Motherlode project in Nevada. The results of the assay basically are showing that the gold area down there, the gold mineralization, has expanded to the northwest at the Motherlode project. Assay highlights include, what is it here, 22.9 meters of 2.53 grams per ton of gold, 65.5 meters of 1.53 grams per ton of gold, and 54.9 meters of 1.6 grams per ton of gold. You guys got to be pretty happy, Jeffrey.
Yeah, we're definitely making this deposit a lot bigger as it goes to the north, and we'll continue to expand it to the west as well. So we're extremely happy with how this thing is growing and turning out to be a real spectacular new discovery here in Nevada. We haven't seen one of these for a long time.
No, you haven't. I have been, for our new listeners, new radio station listeners, and listen, I want to welcome in particular the folks in Moses Lake, radio station KBSN, Bill Eckert is the general manager down there. I spend some time talking with Bill. I got to tell you, I love the Moses Lake area. You guys are really lucky. You may not feel that way in August because it's pretty warm, but you've got some great sunshine down in the Moses Lake area. It is a beautiful city. By the way, I want to throw in that Jeff's family was from Moses Lake. Were you born and raised in Moses Lake, Jeffrey?
No, actually, I was born in Othello, a bit south of Moses Lake, but Moses Lake was the big town.
Moses Lake was the big town. Well, I love it. Being a golfer, you've got two great golf courses down there. You've got the country club, which is very nice, and you've also got Moses Point. Let's elaborate a little bit, Jeff, if you don't mind, on the press release that came out here on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's the most important part of this is that those thicker intervals are definitely showing us an expansion of this deposit to the north as it gets thicker and larger. We have a bunch of drilling going on in that area there where we'll have a continued stream of results. And just so everybody knows, at the end of the month, we'll be publishing our first economic study on these deposits that we found here in this part of Nevada. We're a couple hours north of Las Vegas here. And those look really exciting. And it looks like we're going to be developing in this area a large new mining project in Nevada, which is a great place to work from the mining business standpoint. And it's pretty exciting how this thing just keeps continuing to grow. And Al, you know, over the years we've been doing lots of exploration. You followed us and had success up in Alaska and now down here in Nevada. So it's been interesting, and it's always been nice having you out on the project sites as well.
Yeah, it is. There's no question. I've enjoyed every one of my trips down there, and there have been multiple trips. We're done, Jeffrey. KER Politics for this week is over. Hope you folks enjoyed it. I enjoyed putting it together. Jeff Pontius.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.